This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org.
Today we are here with Dr. Julie Gerberding, former director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Dr. Gerberding, thank you for joining us today.
It's my pleasure.
To get us started, you have a strong interest in smart power. Could you walk us through what smart power means to you and what a smart global health approach is?
I think smart power is really defined as the amalgamation of hard power, the kind of military and economic fortitude that we have as a nation, in conjunction with soft power, which are all of the things that happen that support people's development, their prosperity, and their aspirations in life. And one of the things that we've come face-to-face with in the last few years is the importance of merging those two approaches into a smarter engagement in our international relationships so that we're bringing forward not only the capacity to provide security, but also the beneficence that approaches that lead to better prosperity and hope really bring to the table.
So as former head of the CDC, you've had the opportunity to see a wide range of U.S. global health efforts. What would be your top 3 to 4 recommendations for improving U.S. global health efforts, particularly through a smart global health approach?
Well, there's a lot of opportunities to rethink our health agenda internationally from a smart power construct, but there are 3 main areas that I've been reading and learning about that I think are most relevant. First is smart attitude. Basically, as we approach health and health development, we need to be thinking about how our attitude of true and mutual respect and a position of humility might make us better partners and more able to truly create the kind of collaborative relationships that are most likely to lead to sustainable advances in health. We also need to evolve a smart approach to these issues. Categorical programs can do enormous benefit, as we've certainly seen with PEPFAR. But we also now recognize that health is more than a category of disease or a body part. It has to do with an integration of health and security and the basic access to food, water, and the things that support the ability of people to enjoy their health and the good prosperity that it can bring. So we need to think holistically. We need to think about true partnerships across sectors and planning in a very horizontal way that brings all the relevant components to the table when trying to achieve a set of health goals rather than simply a categorical program or a single agency. And finally, in addition to attitude and some more integrated holistic approaches, we need to be thinking about the kinds of specific actions that would help us as a government engage in smart health power more effectively. One of those areas that I think is particularly important is that within our own government, we need to bring a joint approach to the planning and execution of our global health agenda, elevating this to a much higher position of visibility and potentially a much higher structural position in our government seems to me to be an idea whose time has come. We need to no longer debate whether health is an important part of the United States foreign policy. We need to define what we are going to accomplish through our global health policy and then support and invest in the kinds of resourcing and management capabilities that allow us to take advantage of all the parts of our government that have something to contribute and leverage them and align them in ways that maximize their benefit to our partner nations.
Great, thank you. You are the first woman director of the CDC, are well known as a top leader in global health, but a top female leader in global health. And during your speech today, you routinely mentioned conversations that you've had with women in developing countries. Gender is becoming There's a growing recognition that gender is an important pillar to global health strategies. How do you see gender fitting into long-term global health efforts?
My personal perspective is that if you could boil the problems of the developing world down to the shortest possible list, the two most important things that we need to accomplish are to provide for the security and empowerment of women and provide for water for hygiene, sanitation, and drinking. If we could solve the problems of women and water, we would, in fact, have solved most of the development challenges that we face today. It is not possible for me to imagine a world where women aren't empowered or where people don't have access to clean, secure water resources. That would just simply be inconceivable that you could achieve development goals without accomplishing those two agendas.
Dr. Gerberding, it's been a pleasure having you with us today. To hear Dr. Gerberding's full speech at CSIS, please join www.smartglobalhealth.org. Thank you.
This has been a CSIS Global Health Policy Center podcast at www.smartglobalhealth.org.